Okay, well, I came back from the physiotherapy this morning, right? Did a little recording on the car at the ferry. And as soon as I got home, I crashed. I mean, I literally went downstairs into the bed, and I was out like a light instantly. I was totally toast. And somewhere in there, I had a pretty weird dream. I was headed towards this big old castle-like house, mansion. Looked like it was not occupied anymore. But what was in there scared the hell out of everybody because, one, there was a secret in there, some kind of a secret or treasure or something. And also there was a monster in there. I know. Secrets and treasures, well, monsters, how can you resist? I went in, I'm looking everywhere, and you can hear this monster coming down the hallways and breathing and, you know, growling. And so I keep moving and keep looking. Anyway, I did find a hallway, kind of a little bit secret hallway, that at the end led to two rooms. A room straight at the end and a room off to the right. And I'm looking down this hallway and I'm going, this thing's booby-trapped. So I'm looking around and two cats come. Sort of like two cats, I guess you could sort of, I would say something else but disguised as cats. Anyway, they sort of say, you can go down there. And I went, I don't think so. So I went and stood in the crossway of the hallway and waited for the monster, which came. And I knew that as soon as the monster saw the actual hallway, he would definitely want to head down there and not bother with me. And somewhere along the line, I'm getting the feeling that the monster was actually, in a sense, maybe even working for me, with me. I don't know, something like that. Anyway, the monster does go down that hallway. I don't know what the monster looked like. You couldn't really tell, other than possibly another cat. Weird. I don't even like cats. So he goes down the hallway, and the two cats come, and they tell him to go in the door to the right. And I think the monster kind of sent a questionable signal to me. And I says, yeah, go on the right one, even though I knew the treasure was straight ahead, but I didn't think that was a problem, because I figured if you go straight for it, there's an issue, you better deal with whatever booby trap there is first. So, he goes in the right, the two cats go in there, they close the door, and for some reason I can kind of see inside that room, and the cats thought they were going to rip this little monster to shreds. Except all of a sudden now, the monster is about 15 feet tall. And you see these cats just kind of melting into the corner. Not melting, but you know, shivering their little ass right into the corner, and they've given in. So, I left. Because I knew the monster would go in where the secret hidden, whatever the secret is, or the treasure, or whatever's hidden there. We just go there and deal with it. Anyway, I left. For some reason, I don't know if I had any interest, or, to be quite honest, it could possibly be I should have went down that hallway into that doorway, but it didn't, because of fear. And you know how fear is. Sometimes fear actually hides from ourselves. So, we have an enormous fear of something, and we don't even know we have it. We have so much fear that we make other excuses and say, oh, I'm not interested in that. When in fact, it's just that we have to fear for it. So, I'm thinking that's what it is. Anyway, next thing you know, I'm sitting on this nice long table. And who's in front of me across the table? but Danny. And guess who's beside me? Oh yeah. Now Danny wouldn't say a word to me. I tried to kind of joke with him, but he was just looking at me like in the most mean, I don't know if it's mean, disappointed, possibly a little disgusted with me. Very disappointed with me, I think that's what it would be. Nina, she was more open towards the whole thing. And there was a few words said back and forth. I don't know what it was, to be honest, and I can't remember. And I turned back towards where Danny was, but he was now gone. It was just me and Nina. And some kind of monster, or not monster, giant behind her. Not somebody all that nice. Almost somebody that was trying to get at me, but he couldn't quite, you know, she's kind of blocking the way. Anyway, and then that's about the end of the dream, so I got up, and it's like now after 1:30, so I've been asleep since, I don't know, whatever, 10 o'clock, or in the afternoon all the way to 1:30, and I'm groggy as hell right now. I just jumped in the boat, took Rudy over to the island so he could go to the bathroom, because he's sitting there waiting for his bathroom trip, and I'm just toast. I mean, I'm just wiped out. I can hardly tell where I am. It sort of feels like I'm floating across the ground. I almost fell out of the boat. Well, I'm sure the cold water would have woke me up, but I've been here now 20 minutes. We've been walking slowly, but I still feel right out of it. Anyway, I just hope this shit isn't going to all start again, because I've really had about enough, you know. That stuff in the past, I don't need anymore. My life has been fairly quiet and just going along nicely. And I like the idea of just creating the things I want to play with and just finish off my life that way. I'm tired of the battles, I'm tired of the digging shit out, and I'm tired of all that other stuff. Now there comes a time when it's enough is enough. Well, to be honest, I sort of closed off to all that, you know. Slammed the door shut, nice and sealed, with a lot of glue on it. All the little hot holes where they can come in, all clocked up. And I think this physiotherapy is opening those doorways again. Because today when she was doing her work, she says, hey, there's a major block here. And I'm thinking to myself, some doors are best left closed. And if it's the thinking of the one I closed up and blocked up, hope that's not the one she come across. But I got a feeling that that's exactly what she worked on. Well, you know, a block, a closed door, that's the first thing a person's gonna go for, right? So, sure enough, I think that's what we got. So, the trick is, how quickly can we slam that door shut again, You don't think they're upset because I've been blocking them out, do you?